Lord, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his apostles, whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever sees you sees me, and whoever sees me sees the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of his little ones to drink because the little one is a disciple. Amen. I say to you, he will surely not lose his reward. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Singing America Beautiful, it is about we call hard saints of Jesus. Whoever loves mother, father, son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever cannot follow me carrying the cross is not worthy of me. Whoever tries to save life will lose it. Well, can lose your life, then you can save your life. Is Jesus is so insensitive to him? Is Jesus is so inhuman? Well, we need to understand the context. This is not a list of commandments. This is not a list of prayers. We are in the 10th chapter of Matthew's good news. Matthew is sharing the good news. The good news is what God did for us. The scandal of incarnation. And how God sent Jesus. He descended to our human experience, becoming part of his sinful world, so that we can be raised back to heavenly realm. And the price we have to pay, the cross on Calvary. And St. Paul tells us this is not only one event, but he brings us all together part of that sacrifice. Through one experience we call the gift of baptism. Matthew is talking to the people who received this gift of baptism. Those who were sealed with that placing, that we call it the sign of the cross, placing our hands on the head, remembering how Heavenly Father remembers all of us. Placing our hand on our heart, remembering the eternal love Jesus shares with us. Placing our hands over our shoulders, reminding ourselves how the Holy Spirit guarantees and protection in our journey here. Matthew is sharing that good news. The good news of Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And how God sent Jesus with a mission. This is the last part of the missionary discourse according to Matthew. Jesus is instructing the disciples whom he chose to be sent out, just like he was the first missionary. Missionary means somebody with a mission. And Jesus is the first missionary, came down from heaven, sent out from heaven. And those who receive this baptism are chosen by God. And they are also to be sent out. And if we are in that sense of mission, then we can understand what we got. The hard words of Jesus is followed by a kind of a simple acts of response. So three hard sayings followed by a description of three acts of love. Three simple acts of love. We can say this is a kind of what placing, what you call the some putting together in a kind of palatable way, a kind of bite size of what we heard in the first part. Offering a glass of cold water to somebody who is thirsty. Welcoming a righteous man because that person is a righteous person. Offering hospitality to the little one. Little one, hospitality. Hospitality of God. So here, by practicing simple acts of compassion, hospitality, we participate in this great mission. Even 100 years ago, we just celebrated what you call the apparition at Fatima. What the Blessed Mother was telling that young children. Two simple things, prayer and penance. Prayer and penance can save the world. Prayer and penance can change the history. Same story. Coming to us as reminders. 100 years ago again, Blessed Mother reminding the world. The same story we heard in that first, the gospel reading. Jesus was sent out. And we participate in that sacrifice, going here through the ritual of baptism, sharing that experience, the whole pastoral experience of Jesus dying and rising. And we are incorporated into that mystery. We become co-redeemers. And Blessed Mother reminding us, do the same thing. What did he, my son, ask you? Pray and do the penance. What did he know that simple acts, which we heard that description of acts of love, doesn't come easy. It is not just simple. It can be a random acts of kindness. It can be a choice based on the gift of our baptism. It all, that extending hospitality. We hear a lot of hospitality every Sunday, 7:30 mass hospitality, 11:30 today, big hospitality, that's what hospitality team is planning. After this mass, we all gather there to celebrate hospitality of one another, Independence Day of hospitality. No? Am I right, Melody? Yes, Melody. Yeah, all these people can tell us. Hospitality is not just simple. It needs a lot of sacrifice to be priorities. That's what even that first reading, we heard a beautiful story of hospitality from a woman and her husband extended to a prophet. It needs a little readjustment of their priority. You know, their roof or the house is now converted into a room, and not only a room, but also it is well furnished. We heard how a bed is brought in, a chair, a table, and a lamp.
And your family is opening your heart, come, stay anytime. And they are told how that the act of hospitality was rewarded. Next year, they'll be holding a baby. A childless couple will be holding a baby. Again, a reminder, yesterday morning, those who attended the Mass, they heard another story of hospitality from the book of Genesis. Abraham, Sarah, Abraham, just like in an afternoon like this day, in a hot day, he's resting under the tree and he notices three strangers walking through the desert, arid desert. He runs after them, kneels before them, bows before them, tells them, rest with us. Take a shower. Meanwhile, Sarah and Abraham putting together a great meal. You know the story, another story, another little laughter. Sarah started laughing because what this stranger told her. Next year, you'll be having a baby. And she started laughing. And but when that baby was born, she named that baby Jacob. That means laughter. Hospitality of offering a cold water. We can say it's so simple. But those who are standing, reminding them of cold water. They are really part. And to identify that person as a person of Jesus, that doesn't come cheap. To identify Jesus in a person who is asking a cold, a cup of cold water, that needs a lot of exercise or faith. Let me conclude with the two illustrations of hospitality, a cup of a glass of milk, milk is yours. You know, one is a random act of kindness. I'm pretty sure in this talk and everything, we will talk about this story about after our Kelly, who died in 1943. Howard Kelly. Howard Kelly is one of those distinguished founding fathers, four doctors put together in John Hopkins Research University. He's one of those founding fathers, but he's not remembered for that act of his whatever speciality, but for his, when he was a wild young man. Before he became a doctor, he always had this, habit, giving a little heartache to parents who were roaming through the rural Pennsylvania hiking. That was his passion. One day, as part of his passion, doing this hiking through the rural Pennsylvania, he really felt this urge and he knocked at the door of a home. And a young woman opened the door, not only noticed this young man, he's not only thirsty, but also looks tired. So instead of a glass of water, she brought into him a fresh glass of milk. And Kelly slowly drank milk. At the end of that drink, he asked how much he needs to pay. And this woman responded that her mother always told her, for kindness, no pay. That's what she told her. My mother told, for there's no pay for kindness. So he didn't see. And that is called by the life story to a later age. This young man is now Dr. Kelly. This young woman is referred to John Hopkins University Hospital for a gynecological issue, and Dr. Kelly is the doctor. When he heard the place where she comes from, he made recognize her. When this building, before this whatever health protection, you know, this is before our years of Medicare and Medicare, the big bill is she's expecting, she's nervous. But then the invoice was brought in with the old letters paid in full with the one glass of milk signed by Dr. Howard Kelly. A cute story, a real story, act of kindness, pretend with an act of effort. possible. Let us go back to Fatima. When May 13, when Pope Francis was canonizing his two young missionaries, Francisco and Jacinta, brother and sister. Francisco died at the age of 10, Jacinta at the age of 9. Pope was telling everybody, learn from these saints. So let me share with you one lesson this young Jacinta can share with us today. Jacinta, at the age of 9, is dying from Spanish flu. Her cousin, the other missionary, Lucia, is with her. As they were together talking and chatting, Jacinta's mother brings her a cup of milk to Jacinta to drink. Jacinta says, no, I don't need it. Mom, I don't need the milk, I cannot. And pushes away the milk. Mother is telling Jacinta, it's good for you, drink. But after a lot of her persuasion, the mother feeling exasperated, I don't know what to do with this child. And she left the room. And then they are together, two, Lucia and Jacinta together again alone. Then Lucia tells Jacinta, why did you disobey? Can you do a little sacrifice for Jesus? Don't you remember what our Blessed Mother taught us? Can you do a little sacrifice for Jesus? Here is a reminder. You see the statue? The tears filling her eyes. Lucia wipes those tears. Now you see, Jacinta is calling back her mother, seeking forgiveness, telling her mom that she will bring Master's milk. She wants. Now the mother brings back her milk, she brings it. Everybody seems to be happy. Again, Jacinta and Lucia are gone. Jacinta confides with Lucia. Lucia, you have no idea how much it was painful for me to drink that cup of milk. Blessed Mother reminding us prayer and penance, simple but challenging. But it just all starts in our home, practicing sacrifice out of love that brings about faith. A simple smile, a simple smile. Sometimes it is so difficult to come, but that can make you the other person a little more pleasant. But it can mean a great sacrifice. Planning for an evening meal together in the family. Great sacrifice, no? When a person has to get up early and leave to work, but there is a proper breakfast is waiting at the table. Sacrifice. The evening when the heart of hours of work is over, coming together, a simple hug, challenging, but beautiful. Before we retire to bed, a prayer of blessing. Simple, but it all builds up faith and builds up love. May we all continue our journey, our baptismal journey, to which God has chosen us to follow the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.